And that's not just Hollywood video. You know, that's real stuff. You never know who you're going to affect. You never know what you're going to do, or the Timothy you're going to touch, or what moment something's going to happen, and you're going to see something that's just going to change the kingdom and change the world because you lived in the moment or that situation. Church, we have got some really, really, really cool stuff ahead of us. We've been talking about mission and vision and direction and goals, and most of us know that earlier in the year, the end of the spring, going into the summer, we lost one of our staff members. Joby had resigned, and that was a big change for us. It was a big change for us as a church. It was a big change for us as a staff. I had been here for 10 years. That's a long time to be here. We worked together for almost seven. My seven-year anniversary is coming up Tuesday, so that's exciting. And it was very different. Oh, thank you. Wow, I didn't expect that. Threw me off. All right, I can get back on the bicycle. Here we go. I'm on the bike. I'm pedaling. I'm going. Okay, here we go. All right, so, but the staff had to get together, and we had to figure out what was going to happen and how we were going to function. And so I had suggested to the staff, I said, guys, let's do something different. Let's just all read the Bible. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but I said, let's go to the Gospels. And there are four of us left. There's Karen, who's our secretary, who is much more than a secretary, was before and is now on paper. She did a lot that was more volunteer-oriented stuff that was given to her, and now she's on paper as doing those things. So Karen is a very strong force in our ministry here. We have Karen, and so she picked the Gospel of Mark. Our children's director, Dawn Souders, she picked the Gospel of John. Justin Sanford, who just got a chance to baptize Anna, he picked the Gospel of Matthew, and so I got the Gospel of Luke. And so our plan in the month of May was to just read the gospel, our particular gospel, and we got together four times that month, and each week, and we just discussed the things that were jumping out at us that time that we read the story of Jesus. Because all of us know the story of Jesus, at least to a point, but you can always see more and learn more. And sometimes when you read it and you're in a certain place in your life, different things jump out at you. And I thought, you know, worst case scenario, we're going to read the gospel. We might learn a little more about Jesus. So I thought, okay, we're already at a win here, okay? Worst case scenario is a win. Next step up, we would grow closer together as a staff. That sounded like a good idea too. You know, we'd be able to hear, you know, I'd be able to hear, okay, this is something that really gets Dawn excited about who Jesus is. And this is something about what Jesus did that Justin just really got charged again about. And something, you know, that Karen read and it touched her and revealed something about her heart for ministry and her passion. And so that was kind of the next tier up was what, okay, we can grow together and we can learn from each other. And it'll just be kind of nice to kind of restructure our staff. And starting with the basics, going back to the gospel. And then I thought, okay, next level up. Okay, what if, and I was, you know, this is all going through my head as I'm kind of presenting this idea. And I'd have been all right if it had been here because that was a win. But next stair up, I was like, okay, what if God reveals to us the same things as we're reading in these four different gospels and our four different places we're reading. And we come together once a week and we share and we're like, oh yeah, that jumped out at me too. And I was thinking, okay, what if that happens? How cool would that be? And then the biggest what if there was, okay, what if we do this, and through this study, God reveals to us what he wants us to do with the church, his direction, his vision. I thought, man, that's shooting for the moon, but let's see, let's go for it. And so we did. We read it, and I tell you what, all of the above happened. And I don't think I just, Karen, am I correct? Okay, Karen, Justin, Dawn's downstairs handling the kids. Is that your job? But it was just a great experience. And I've got right here, I'm going to post this on the web because there's nothing to hide. Right here, what we did was, in preparation for one of the elders' meetings to share with them what we've been doing with our time, is we put together a compilation of just all the things that jumped out at us together, the things that we were unified in and that all hit us. And then what I did after God revealed the vision and the mission that he wants us to do, I went back through and I looked at this list and I highlighted the things that directly affected the vision and mission. So we got a chance to see, you know what? Our vision and our mission, it is rooted in the gospel, all four of the gospels. So that's really, really exciting. This didn't come from one person or from four people. It came from Jesus's gospel, touching our hearts and moving us in a direction where I believe that God's got us pointed. And so that's the story behind it. The general mission of a church is to do what? Save the lost, to reach out to expose God to people so they can have a relationship with him and escape hell. And better than that, though, get to go to heaven and party with God for eternity. Good news. All churches have different personalities. That's our general mission. Okay, so when we have a mission on our front porch that says, you know, bringing lives to Jesus Christ, which is what it was when I first came here, you should be doing that anyway. That doesn't communicate anything to me, you know. I'm trying to be mean. I'm just saying you should be doing it. Each church has a specific personality, and we really need to find out what that personality is and define our specific mission, how we fit into the kingdom as a church. And so a mission statement is something that is short, it's external, it's something that people can see and they can understand that this is who you are, and it sets you aside from other people or the other organizations that do the same thing that you do. That way people can see that and they say, okay, Miami Town Church of Christ, this is what they are, this is who they are, this is what they're about. So you ready? Now, I don't want to get you too pumped up because the mission statement itself is not really exciting. It's what it stands for. It's what it does, and it's what the future of it is. It's just awesome. It's revealing God through a church in motion. Told you. But let that sink in for a moment. Revealing God through a church in motion. A mission statement is, it's supposed to define our fundamental purpose. Why we do what we do. Why do we do what we do? So we can reveal God. That's why we do what we do. Now it might sound, oh, that's kind of the big mission repackaged. Well, here's where it gets specific. It's revealing God through a church in motion, through a church that serves, through a church that's active. That's where our niche is. Because when I look at our church, and I know a lot of you very well, and some of you not so well, but I know you well enough to know that the general personality of our church, you guys look most like the church when you're serving. Other churches might have their own niche in the kingdom. They might have their own personality. But this church, you look most like the church when you're serving. You get along better when you're serving. You enjoy being part of Miami Town Church of Christ most when you're serving together. Am I wrong or is that right? Have I observed that correctly? And we have our hearts, every one of our elders, If they're the men that set the standard for the church and the personality for the church, every one of our elders have a heart for service. And if you know any of them, just a little bit, you've seen that. They love and they care for people, and they will bend over backwards for people in need. Staff, I think I speak for all of us. We have a heart, not just for lost, but for those that are hurting, for those that are in need, that those that need service, that those that need hope. And so that's where this mission statement came from. And the details of it, as we kind of detail it out, I'll give you the vision statement in a moment, and then we're going to go to something else that's different, that's new, that I don't believe has been done recently here. Got a lot more about the mission statement. I might have to record that and put it on the web or something. Definition of a vision statement. A vision statement is for internal use. Mission statement is external. Vision is internal. Vision has a little more meat to it. It's to excite the people inside the organization, to get them together. It's supposed to connect emotionally. Vision is something where you can see yourself. It's something future-oriented with a goal in mind, a big goal, a major goal. And so our vision statement's a little more wordy. We're going to be breaking it down in November. I'll tell you why in a minute, but vision statement. Being a church visibly connected to the heart of Christ by actively bringing hope to the community through serving, transforming, and reproducing others to the same heart and actions. And we'll be breaking that down a whole lot more in November. In order to get to some things that are coming in November, we have to do some things between here and there to get ready for it. Because God, if it's only what he's laid on our hearts now, it's big. But it's been growing since he put it on our hearts. So I don't know what it's going to be when November hits. But November 11th is a date that we've set as a leadership, that by then we think that God can move our church to where the position it needs to be to hear what is going to be heard November 11th, November 18th, and then December 2nd, I believe, is the third message of those three. And we're going to be breaking down this vision statement. But just in short, the idea of this vision statement Okay, a vision statement is where you want to be, who you want to be when you grow up, what you see yourself as. That's what you're shooting for. Mission statement, then, is defined between point A and point B. That's the aisle here. That's the mission statement. That's how you get from point A to point B. Any ministry that fits on that road stays because it supports the mission and it gets us to our vision. Any ministry that's not on the road needs to go because it's not going to get us to our vision. Now, I don't want to scare you too much because right now, from what I can see, we've already been shaped for this mission. From what I can see, all of our ministries fit into this service-oriented mission of revealing God through a God, through a church in motion. But now we have definition, we have a road, and we have a direction to go to, because what we want to do is we want to be seen as a church that is visibly connected to the heart of Christ. I mean, that's the core of who we are. And that came from going back and reading the Gospels and realizing, you know what, this is the bomb. This is where the church needs to connect. This is where we need to be connected to. And it's not enough to just be connected to it. We have to be visibly connected to it. And how do you do that visibly? Through shouting, through preaching, through, you know, and different people have different ways of doing it. Through our church, it's going to be visibly connected to the heart through serving. We're sharing hope through serving. And that's going to be a tough part for some of our hearts because we're serving with nothing desired back. We're just going to serve because that's what Jesus did. Because that's what we're called to do. And we have a gift, church. We have a personality and we need to use it. And too often we try to serve and we try to get something back. Not anymore. And that's what needs to change in these 14 weeks before we can reveal what we're going to reveal November 11th. We're serving to serve. That's the first way that we bring hope. Someone needs food, we help them out. And I'll tell you how we're going to help them out in a minute. Someone needs some help with house repairs, we help them out. We bring them hope by serving. Now, if that opens a door to be able to share Jesus with them, praise God. One person at a time, one moment at a time, one situation at a time. And if that moment, that situation opens up and you can share Jesus while you're working on their house, while you're mowing their lawn, while you're giving them food and they're hungry, amen. Because then we can move to that next level, transformation. As we share Jesus with them, we reveal God through a church in motion. They get a chance to see God. They get a chance to see a church that's connected to the heart of Christ. And we reveal Jesus to them, and that's something they want. And they are transformed by the power of Jesus. And then it goes to the next level that we reproduce people with that same heart. And what happens is we start to get things moving here. And I think in the past, some of the errors that we had is our vision and our mission statements. Sometimes we've had a mission statement with no vision. It's just been, here's a road. I don't know where it's going, but we got the road. And we got excited about it for a little while, but there was nothing to shoot for, no goals. And for, you know, without a vision, then the mission just doesn't seem as useful. Or we've had a vision. And we've had, okay, that's what we want to be. Good luck. Or we've made the vision what we already are, which is kind of weird. Okay, here's our vision. It's what we are. Done. That was easy. Or we've had vision and mission, and we've had no strategy, no goals set to go from here to there, no one-year plan, no four-year plan, nothing to attach it to. Or we've had goals and strategies, but no direction to shoot them in. We're just, all right, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and no, do you see where I'm coming from? Okay, because I'm sharing this, because a lot of you are sitting here thinking, or you could be sitting here thinking, I don't know what you're thinking, I'm not a mind reader, but for some of you that have heard a number of the ones that have been through the 7 years I've been here and through the 10 years Joey was here and through the X number of years you've been here, mission statement, vision, I mean, they just all blur together. And so you might be sitting here today thinking, it's just another wordy thing. It's just another wordy statement. He just repackaged the same stuff. This isn't going to be any different. What makes us different is that not only do we have vision and mission, but we have a strategy. We have goals. We have a way to go from here to there. And today I'm presenting just the very beginning of that strategy. And it's involved in these help wanted boards. Do you guys see the help wanted board out there? There's a help wanted board out in the upstairs foyer, and there's one in the downstairs foyer. Everyone here know where the downstairs foyer is? Yes? Raise your hand if you know. Coffee. Okay, there's one down there. You're going to need to know where that is because we're going to do something here. I'm going to make sure there's so much that. Oh, another thing too. I didn't share this at first service. I felt bad, but I've got it. Yeah, that right there. Go back to the one slide. Another thing we're going to do is we're going to have t-shirts made up. I'm not sure exactly what color, so don't be scared and think, oh, no, they're going to be black. They might be black, but I don't know. We're going to have Miamitown Church of Christ, a little bit logo on the pocket area, okay? And we'll have these made up so you've got women's shirts and men's shirts. I know women, that's a big deal for you. We'll make sure we have shirts for women. Amen, women? All right. And shirts for men so that they fit right and they're something that you feel good wearing and it's comfortable. And so on the front, we'll just have our little logo up there. On the back, pow, right on the back, revealing God through a church in motion. And we'll wear those anytime we go somewhere and serve. Anytime we do any of these service things. And that way people can start identifying us with that mission statement, with that brand. And they see us out in the community, and they understand this church is revealing God through church in motion. That's some head nods back there. Are you excited, Holly? This is exciting stuff. Okay, so with that, what we're going to do is my timer's useless today. It's just one of those Sundays. I apologize if it's your first Sunday with us. We try to stay pretty conscious of time. And I stayed conscious of it. I just knew I was going long. So, but this could be one of those Sundays where we look back and we say, you know what? That Sunday, August 5th, 2012, our church turned a corner. And I really believe our church is ready for this. I think God has done some things in our church, allowed some things to happen in our church. And the Easter offering was just a sample of what our church can do when our church gets together and says, hey, we want to glorify God together. Amen. That's what I want to see. I think that's what God wants to see with this vision and this mission. And here's some strategy and some goals of what we're going to do. These Help Wanted boards, we're going to do things a little different now. Instead of having sign-ups, and we'll still have sign-ups for certain things. We have a sign-up for the car show because there's so many things to get plugged in there. But for a lot of ministries, including the car show, we're going to have two different ways of volunteering for the car show. We're going to have these little things up on the Help Wanted board. And they're the old school tear-off. Remember these from college? And so these are going to go up, and they're purposefully drawn up like this to make them look old school because there's so many flashy things around. And I thought, you know what? And this goes against everything that I stand for with graphic art. You know, it's just like, make it ugly. You know, but we live in a world where everything's so flashy and everything's so commercial. I just wanted this to be grassroots. Hey, get involved. Grab something, take responsibility, and instead of you signing something up and expecting, like you sign up for the maintenance ministry or isn't that what it is? Maintenance. Facilities. You sign up for some facilities and then you sit back and you say, well, Terry hasn't called me. I guess he doesn't want me. No, responsibility now. You go out there, you say, okay, I want to be part of that, and that one's in here somewhere. Here, let's go on and pull that one out since I'll do them out of order. Okay, so we got the fist. Ooh, here we go. Need that one. So we got the facilities. Help wanted. Meet every third Tuesday of the month, 7 p.m. Do you like to use power tools? Are you good at fixing things? Do you enjoy making things? Do you love to paint? All right.
Except for that last one.
Let's put your action where your mouth is. Who wants to be the first one to rip one of these off? All right. Here we go. Dave Corman. Oh. You guys want to battle it out? Here you go, Dave. Rip one of those off, and then what I'll do is I'll give it to Brian. Because I know you're still healing. And then, right, well, no, here. I need you to take it all the way downstairs. Take it all the way downstairs and pin it up. We're doing this right now. You can hear me in the halls, right? Yeah, run on down there. We'll keep doing this. Well, get that board filled up real quick. Next one we got is we're partnering up with the Miamitown Historical Society. They're doing a car show. They asked to use our parking lot. And so we're partnering up with the community. What a great way to say that we're a church that cares about the community. It's just going to be sad if we have like five people show up to help and a community sees that our church only has five people that cares about the community. I'm not trying to guilt you. Let's get excited about this because this is an opportunity to show Miamitown that we care, that we want to be involved, that we want to be there. And we're going to have these shirts and we're going to figure out a color before then. We'll have these shirts for this. So we can wear these shirts, we can show up, and we can show up as a powerhouse and say, you know what, we're going to serve together. Another thing I just left out, I'm going to bring it right in. We have two very distinct services. Many of you know that. First service, they're old school, and we love it. I told them, I said, go crazy, make it as old-fashioned as you want. No pressure on them to make it modern. They have hymns, they have a piano, they have an organ, and they do a great job with it. And we've got this service that rocks it out, and you guys cheer and you scream, and it's exciting, and we love it. We have two churches in one building, and it's been said. Come out and say it. Yeah, we do. We do. We have two churches, one building. Praise God. Now, I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about a blended service. And so what if we just made both services blended? And that way we could have, you know, we could have an 18-year-old and a 43-year-old and an 86-year-old and a 68-year-old all sitting in the same pew, and they could all be worshiping together. Four generations of people all together. I said, okay, what if instead of having a blended service, we have blended service? What if we keep our services separate and we all come together as one church and serve side by side? Now, if you've got an 18-year-old and a 43-year-old and an 86-year-old and a 68-year-old, and they're all serving together and they're sharing together and they're talking together, they're getting to know about their families, are you going to grow closer doing this or sitting in a pew during a worship service? So church, you want to get together, you want to be one church, this is how you do it. You get involved. So who wants to be my first one to say, I want to get involved with the car show? I want to do something. What we're doing, okay, there we go. Hand back there. What, this is helping out with serving the vending. It's snow cones, cotton candy, food items, and these are available in both. And you can run down and put that on up. All right, here we go. Two-year-olds. Woo! I tell you what. Today is my son's birthday. He turned six. He turned six about 2 hours ago. And I remember when they were 2 years old. I've got a four-year-old and a six-year-old now. And I remember when they were 2 years old. And their little minds, they are so moldable at that point. And they're starting, they're being able to have conversations with you. And they're starting to think for themselves. And they're starting to take in things and spit them back out. And I remember having my kids in my car driving home from church and asking them, you know, what did you learn in church today? And they'd rattle off Jesus. I said, okay, well, what about Jesus? You know, and they said, well, tore a hole in the roof and dropped the guy down and Jesus healed him. And I was like, oh, they get the story. They're two. You can be part of some child's beginning of their spiritual journey. You can be part of that. And we need it. Dawn needs some two-year-old teachers. I know that some people have already torn these off. Who wants to volunteer? Say, I want to get involved. All right, we got hands up. Seriously? All right. Grab that. And that goes on the bulletin board downstairs. Now, you guys pulling them down here. She ran down. Nicole, if you can tear that. Oh, stand up and show them how to tear it off. There we go. And then run that downstairs and put it on the bulletin board for me. Next one, we got seven of these starting this month. Next month, we're going to have more new ones, switch some ministries out. Some of them are internal ministries to serve. Some of them are external. Today, we've got four external, three internal. So we want to get involved in the community. We want to get involved outside these walls. Amen? We want to reveal God through a church emotion. We're not going to do that if we just sit still. We might reveal God in your pews, but that's not what the vision is. That's not what the mission is. So this next one, Joyful Harvest Food Pantry. This is down the road. How many of you guys know Hooven Elementary? It got bought, and it is now a City of Refuge. And they are doing all sorts of stuff down there to help out needy people, people that need hope, that need help, that need the people struggling with drug addictions, people struggling with single parent homes and they're having to work two jobs, and people that are struggling with clothes and people are struggling with food. We have a lot of people that come to our church asking for food. And we've got a couple, an older couple in the first service, and they do all their work to try and sort them out and figure out who's legit and who's not. And they listen to their story and they go through it and they say, you know what? We're really overwhelmed with this. We love doing it, but we need some help. And so I started looking. I thought, you know what? What if we found a food pantry? And look, there's one right down the street. And I said, okay, let me get to the rest of it. We've already got one over here. And what if we partner up with them? Not only do we send people there, when they come here and they say, hey, we need food, say, I know exactly where you can get food. You go on down to Hooven Elementary. And then instead of just sending them there, we send us there. And so they see us there serving. So they come here for food. They go over there and they see a church in motion revealing God. People who are connected to the heart of Christ who want to give hope through serving. Hopefully transforming. Hopefully reproducing people with that same heart. And you know what? What's really cool about this is when we start getting going, you know, I don't want to take off the line like a viper. I don't want to slide all over the place. Our church is more four-wheel drive. We need some traction, don't we, church? Because we've been sitting still for a while. That's just honest. We need some traction. We need some torque. We need to get going. And it's just going to take this movement. And it's going to be a little rough getting things started. But I tell you what, once we start bringing people in that are won over by this type of ministry, they're going to be excited and they're going to want to get involved in serving because it's what showed Jesus to them. And that's exciting. So here we go. We've already got Will Fisher. He has volunteered to be our... I've already got someone that's going to take it down. Oh, you want to say something? Yes. Will is our... Let me introduce Will. Will Fisher is our liaison with the food pantry down at City of Refuge. And we went down there. We took a tour of the facility together. And I don't know what he's going to share, but it's going to be good. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Will. So Will is our liaison. So when you pull off a piece of paper here, you're calling Will. And there we go. We got our first one there. And so that's connecting up with the food pantry. And what this is, it's so exciting about this. I stole this from another church, a big church down in North Carolina. I heard their idea and I was like, you know, it's smart. What they do is they find ministries and they just partner up with them. So you don't have to create the wheel. You don't have to manage it. You just say, okay, we got people, we got money. Where can you use it? Let's get involved, and that gets us involved more with the community because we're connecting with the community. We're helping with people, and they're seeing a church that cares, a church in motion. Next one here is Creative Arts Team. How many of you guys enjoyed that video today? Woo, that was how we are. Man, this is exciting. You guys are impressive. Here, let me, I'll go and hand that to you and let you tear it off, and she knows what's going on. And anyone else who would like to get involved in that, then you can tear off the portion there. Creative Arts Ministry, Kelly Cheek. If you can raise your hand, Kelly, this is who you're going to be calling on the little tear-off tabs there. Kelly Cheek is starting up this ministry, and it's the Creative Arts Ministry. And she sorted through a bunch of videos, and I gave her the title of the different sermons this month. And she came up with that video, and she said, I don't know if this one will work for anything. And I watched it, and I about cried my eyes out. And I said, this is perfect. This is great. And so the Creative Arts Ministry, what they're going to do, Jason does a great job with the music. Amen? All right. I do my job, all right? Sometimes I do it really good. Sometimes I just do it. But it's still, that's in good shape. What Kelly sees in our service, she says, you know what? We need that wow factor. We need that ah. And she said, I don't want to put more burden on Jason because he's doing a great job. I want him to keep doing his job and I want him to keep being his part of the body. I want you to keep doing your part of the body. And so what if we had a team of graphic artists and people that knew how to do video and that could select video and people that were into drama and people that were into music that didn't even know how to play a musical instrument, but you love music, that can put the service together, line it up, put in some of those special elements, and then hand it to Jason and the worship team and say, okay, here are the slots where we need songs and here's what the whole service looks like, what songs fit in that. Is that not exciting? So this is awesome. This is great stuff. Two more. Sharing Hope. All right, I don't know. How many of you guys know what is on the other side of this river? What?
Jim
Connors. What?
Jim Connors over there.
Jim?
Jim Connors. The horse,
you
know.
Oh, the horse. Okay, what?
Bars.
Bars. Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. Actually, I've just been to the one. No worries. Hey, that's the name of the bar. I've told you guys about that. I had a guy that I was sharing Christ with, and me and a few of my friends here, we went there to support him a few nights, and I look forward to going back again. I just haven't been able to go back, and hopefully one of these days he's going to say, you know what, I need to get back to that church down there in Miami Town, and that would be awesome to have him. So if you guys want to pray for that guy, that musician that plays down at the No Worries Bar. So his wife's a Christian. I baptized her, and just wanting to get him back in church and get him excited. Man, if we get him up here singing... And Jason, whoo, be awesome stuff. So what's on the other side of this river is Coleraine Township. I've been here 7 years and I didn't realize that Coleraine Township came that close. Coleraine Township is in our backyard. One of the thoughts as we were kind of putting things together, I think it maybe even was earlier in the year before we knew of any of the changes that were going to happen, was, you know, Coleraine is right here. What are we doing in Coleraine? And then soon after that, I saw a news report about how Coleraine is trying to clean up Coleraine. They're making efforts to do some things. A guy bought the mall from Texas, and he's building that mall up. And another guy came in, and he bought a guy from Chicago, came in, and good job. Jason was listening. He came in and he bought the Stone, is it Stone Creek? The name of that area? And so business guys are buying things in Coleraine because they see that there's something going on. So where there's money, there's people. I'm not as worried about the money. I'm worried about the people. Amen? All right. So started looking into that. And I went over and talked to some of the guys at Coleraine. And I said, okay, where can we serve? What are some things we can do? And they said, there's this organization that has already started. And they had to cut funding to it. So they're low on volunteers. They're low on administration. They're all low on a lot of things. They're low on money. It's called Sharing Hope. And it's right across the river. And it's for those of you who like to do stuff to help people out, doing their yard or helping out with gutters. What happens is that the city, they don't make it to city ordinances. I don't know how to word that correctly. Does that make enough sense? Like city says you have to have things that look this good, and they don't. The gutters are falling off their house, or their yard's a mess, or they need siding or whatever. And so then it comes to Sharing Hope, and they check them out. So we don't have to do any of the checking out. We don't have to do any of the validation. They see if this family is truly in need, if they're disabled or if they're elderly or if they're out of a job or whatever. And then they say, okay, that house, we need to go help them out. And so all the churches that are involved, or all the people, rather, that are involved in Sharing Hope, then we go and we help them out. We put together their house. We go and we share hope by sharing hope. And so that's what's happening there. And I don't know a whole lot more about when their next gathering is, but I want to get a team together so as soon as we hear about when their next deal is, we can bring a team there and just show up and say, hey, we're ready to work. We're ready to rock and roll. I'm having lunch with the senior minister from White Oak on Wednesday because they're involved with Sharing Hope, and I want to let them know, hey, we're here with you. We want to work shoulder to shoulder. And the last one I got is another thing working with churches. So who wants to help out with Sharing Hope? Who wants to be the first one to grab that one? All right. Run back here since we're... And today is longer than normal, so if this is your first Sunday with us, bear with us. I got one more. Holy Rollers. Oh, this service will like that name. Holy Rollers is another opportunity to get involved with other churches. The churches that direction. Okay, so we got Coleraine this direction. We're in a neat place to be able to serve in so many different areas. But the churches in this area, in the Harrison, Whitewater, our sister church over here, Whitewater Crossing, and Church on Fire, and the Legacy, and Life Spring in Harrison, and they're all part of this group called, and we're part of it, called This City, His City. And the sign's out there, it's kind of droopy, the wind kind of knocked it around a little bit, but it's out there. And what we're doing is we're joining with them, and we're joining with Southwest Local Schools this Saturday. At 9 a.m., last year they said they knocked it out in like an hour. So, I'm thinking we'll be done by noon latest from what I understand. Okay, and it's called Holy Rollers because what we're doing is we're rolling, we're painting. And we're getting together with all these churches, all these people from different churches, and we're showing the community that we are one because Jesus Christ is our Lord. Amen. That's what Jesus prayed for. We should do it. Pray that, do what? Oh, by next week. I don't think we're going to have them by next week. I could see if they can do a rush order. They might be able to. But so we've got this, and we're going to be going down there on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And just wear your painting clothes. Actually, we probably don't want our shirts because we want painting clothes. You ruin your shirt the first time you wear it. So wear your paint. They have everything you need. They got painters, rollers, paint, everything. Just show up. Just be people. And go there and show them, hey, we're going to reveal God through a church in motion. Amen? There is... At the Harrison High School at the Activity Center at 9 o'clock, August 11th, to do some painting. Who's my first volunteer for this? And all right, there we go. And I'm done with those. See, now you see the vision and the mission, and it makes sense, right? I'm telling you what, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's like all this stuff down here. God has revealed some big things that are coming, and I'm excited. November 11th. You got to all gather back here November 11th. I'm hoping you're here between now and then because there's exciting stuff happening between now and then. But November 11th, we're going to be able to reveal phase two of what's happening. This is phase one. And in August, September, October, we're going to be revealing some more things of how we can get involved and how we can get involved more in some of the ones that we're already involved in or already starting involvement in. And this is just an exciting time for our church.
All right, real quick as we close, I just want to emphasize the staff's been working on this. They've met with the elders. We've had special meetings and extra prayer time about this, really seeking what God's desire is for the church here at Miami Town. We really feel like this is it. We're excited about it. I hope that you guys will jump on board. I was so excited to see how quick people jumped at the chance to volunteer. That's awesome. And I hope that continues. Amen. It's really exciting time right now. As Dusty mentioned kind of at the beginning, you know, we're down a staff person. Joby resigned and is gone. Want to let you know, at this point, we're not planning on hiring anyone else right now. The duties that Joby took care of have been redistributed throughout the staff, and they have all stepped up and done an outstanding job since he's been gone. So at this point, that's our plan. As this grows and things happen, we'll see where that next need is, and we'll look for a person to fill that need when that time comes. But that's our plan right now. So one quick note for next week. If you have kids, we really want them to be here for this service next week.